retire you now into our Sabbath service on the 15th of May. This is Brother Stair, and we'd like you to listen to it in its entirety, if you will. It's quite long, but that's what our services are. They take from 2 to 3 hours at a time, and so join us, if you will. Sabbath service, I preach and touch on many, many subjects and many, many methods. This is The Overcomer. My name is Brother Stair. The Lord bless you. In the book of Acts. And Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. And there was a man sitting there, been lame from his mother's womb. Peter said, "Look on us." Ah. Yeah, look on me. Now, I just know you don't know where I'm going, do you? It's the same that week after week, and month after month, and day after day, I got to walk amongst God's people, and they will not get that instantaneous. You see, if you were expecting, Peter said to the man, "Look on us." And the Bible said he gave heed unto them. Why? Why? See, if you know the scriptures, you be right there with me. But you don't. And you don't apply yourself to do it. And you wonder why you're walking around in disillusionment and uncertainty and insecurity. Because you don't know the scriptures. Have you erred in your life at all? A little bit this week, maybe? You do err. Why? Why? See, you don't know the scriptures. That's why you can't even answer me on that one. Have you erred at all? In your thinking? In your doing? Well, you do err. Why? Because you don't know the scriptures. Neither do you know the power of God. Is that important? That's why it's so difficult today to talk to this generation. I was thought about that this morning. I laid in my bed. I said, "My God, how do you talk to them?" And of course, I'll quote scriptures. You know, it doesn't make any difference where I'm at. Any incident, you will find scriptures coming out of my mouth.
Amen.
And you see how slow you are? You won't respond. I had the Lord put that on me again this morning in the ready room. As you overweighed me with this, I have put my words in your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Well, then you think it's left up to you to judge what word comes out of my mouth is his word? Or did he already make the judgment? Well, suppose you say something that I don't think is the word of God. Well, then he'll make it the word of God.
Amen.
I have put my... Yeah, you don't like that, do you? You don't like that, huh? Because you think that when God said he put his words in my mouth, that you hear them and then you judge whether they're his words or not. Isn't that right? That's why this Christian world has screwed up. Because they took judgment on themselves without judging first themselves. How do you like that first statement? How do you like that first statement? Now tell me, that wasn't truth. Be not afraid of their faces.
Amen.
Well, fortunately, God has blessed me that I don't have to look at the face of 10,000 people in my audience.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I've been blessed.
Amen.
Can you imagine me having a grave? I've had them, you know.
Amen.
We had almost 1,000 down here.
Amen.
That's the biggest audience I ever really did have now.
Amen.
In all the years of preaching, that 990 or some we had here, was the biggest audience that I ever had. And what a remarkable thing that God kept them in that tent for 10 days, twice a day. And in most of those services, I did the preaching. And every time I put somebody else up, most of the people were disappointed. Oh, they tolerated them. See, you folk don't realize that when I put somebody else up on this radio, my audience tolerates them. They'll go through all your preaching waiting for me to come on behind you. That you don't like. God, what's wrong with you? You're God's people. Huh? You don't like this. You don't like the truth, do you? You're just something. How you? As much as we've been admonished over the last couple of weeks and months and years, get rid of the stubbornness. Hostility. I dealt with him yesterday on that, even her, on this hostility. And they'll say to me, well, I'm not hostile. And I'll say, if I say to you, there's a hostile spirit in you, then there's a hostile spirit in you. Or you're telling me that the word of God's not in my mouth. I don't talk just to talk. I don't pick on people just to pick on them. I don't antagonize somebody just to antagonize them. I just happen to know the Word of God is a discerner.
Hallelujah.
Do you know your own heart? No.
Amen.
So this thing should be in your heart that you have no idea.
Amen.
You're... And what your heart, out of the heart proceeds issues of life. So you start making issues out of things that comes out of your heart. And most of the time, the problem that you have with the issue that you have is with me.
Amen.
The way I do things.
Amen.
And why did you go ahead and say amen to that?
Amen.
Most of you don't have too much trouble with the things that I say that you agree with. Or the things that I do that you think is right. But when I start doing something that you don't think is right, there's the issue.
Amen.
There's the issue.
Amen.
There it is. And then because I take issue with you taking issue with me, what do you think? God's going to let this old world pull him down because they don't think he's acting like God ought to act or talk like God ought to talk? The only judgment men make is that he is Lord.
Amen.
When he's Lord, Whatever he says is right. Whatever he does is right. Whatever judgment you got to make is that a man sent from God. That's it.
Amen.
You stick with that judgment, you'll be all right.
Amen.
I remember some years ago. Boy, you would think after a while I'd have this house on my side. On the side that I've drawn the line. Tell me I haven't drawn the line here. Are you on Christ's side or God's side or aren't you? Are you gathering with me or you're going to scatter? What are you going to do? If you do anything that scatters, if you do anything that brings division, if you do anything, I don't care what's working on a farm, taking care of the goats, taking care of the chickens,
Amen.
Cutting wood,
Amen.
If you do anything that brings about a division,
Amen.
You mark them, the Bible says.
Amen.
You mark them, you identify them.
Amen.
I don't know what a mark is. So when I see you doing something or anything that will bring division amongst... What you may be doing may be perfectly right for you to do, but it causes your brother to be offended or your sister to take an issue.
Amen.
If eating meat, doing what I like to do, meat, which is right for me, if eating meat causes my brother to be offended, I just won't do it.
Amen.
You really love the word. Well, I thought that meant beef steak. Jesus said, I have meat.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, it's not meat for me to do what you're asking.
Amen.
Meat.
Hallelujah.
If eating meat, Paul says, causes my brother to be offended, even though I don't think it's wrong for you to eat the meat.
Mm. Amen.
Amen. It's amazing. How can you say this any clearer? How can you say it more simpler than that? If what you're doing, even though you think it's right, if it brings disunity or a weak brother or a sister,
hallelujah.
Then I'll just do without doing
it. Amen.
I can get by without it.
Amen.
It's more important to keep my brother.
Hallelujah.
You know, help yourself as you acknowledge the truth.
Amen.
Now, I started to talk about a phrase that I've used so many times. I remember I was over in King Street some years ago, living in the back of a little camper.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord told me to come home, because at that time I was on WLAC radio, 15 minutes a day. You know, it's so hard. You're such a hardened people that I tell these things over and over again, and you get bored because I tell them over and over again. Well, if you get it the first time, I won't have to tell you again.
Amen.
I done told you once, three times, four times, 100 times.
Amen.
If you would get it,
yes.
The old blind man said, I told you once.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
Now you want me to tell you again. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you again.
Amen.
If you'll promise me, you'll believe this time.
Amen.
When I get done it, will you believe?
Amen.
I tell you a thing that's happened in my life. Do you believe them?
Amen.
Now, that little camper sits right down there. A story all by itself behind that camper.
Yeah.
And one night in King Street years ago, the Lord said, you go back to the campground where we used to live down there, and you preach a sermon. I had a little recorder.
Yes.
And he said, I want you to preach on the subject, I am weary with repentance.
Yes.
Well, up to that point, I was taught that God didn't repent.
Amen.
The Philadelphia church, they put God in a positive light all the time. They never preach anything negative about God.
Amen.
Am I talking turkey again? Does anybody know the difference between positive and negative? Positive is for, negative is against.
Amen.
Well, God's not against anything, is he? Sure he is. What do you mean he's not? How could he be for something if he's not against something? If you're for something, you have to be against something. If you're against something, you're not for it. Look at this. What a simple statement I'm making. Now you see.
Amen.
Now, see, I'm trying to do something this morning. First of all, you watch me walk down this audience, because I told you for years and years. Now, yesterday, when I was having a little confrontation again, the Lord says, well, you just keep at it, son. I said, but God's getting so hard. He said, I told you, they're going to fear your words. At this point, they look you right square in the face and almost snicker at your words. But I'm going to stand behind you one of these days. I'm going to shut these people's mouths who think they have their veracity or the ability to stand up and just talk up to me or talk back to me when I speak to you for your own good. So was he talking to me? Am I? Now, scripture that I've quoted to you a lot the last couple of months is, and Jesus Christ, in order that he might sanctify the people. Can I ask you a simple question, you spiritual Lord? Would you call tribulation a form of sanctification? A separation? So, Jesus Christ, in this hour, in order to sanctify this people, this end time, last time, people that have been different than any other generation, these are not preparing to die, these are preparing to live. I tried to tell you for years that the difference between this prophet operating today and Jeremiah and the ones in the past is that they were preparing people to die to get ready to die so they'd be ready to meet the Lord. I have been given a task of keeping people alive and making them ready to meet the Lord. Does anybody understand that? Do you understand that? Do you understand that, Steve? There's a difference there. Now, God's already showed you that he could use it to get somebody ready to die. How many men have died around here? And they were ready under the ministry of this prophet of God. So he didn't like the way I dealt with their dying. Because everybody thought I should raise them back up to life again. Wow. I wonder why the prophet didn't raise Dan Marauder back to life again. He'll live again. Who understands that? Bunch of spiritual snot noses that think they know God and don't know him at all. All that I might know him in the power of his resurrection. Well, I'll tell you what, Dave Marauder, you are going to know him. You already know him. You've already testified that you're going to know him in the resurrection by dying. Yes, sir. You already know that. That's a testimony. A man that can lay down his life in the faith. All these died in the faith, not receiving the promise. What promise? The resurrection. Well, they will. They will receive the promise. Says if I cause him to tarry till I come. What's that to you? If I want to take you out, that's my business. You're both going to be there when I come. That's the promise. Now, I'm going to quote the scripture again. You notice I have wrote in the Bible again. Some of you folks say, how come they don't ever open the Bible? because I have it in here.
Amen.
And it's amazing to me how many times it comes to me. And so, you even see me get flabbergasted when it comes out of my mouth. I say, wow! Yeah, I like when you agree when I say, wow, that is the book.
Amen.
That is the Word of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I spent a little time this morning on that. On the present truth. I don't know how in the world, where is the people that will understand the simple statement? Anyone today in this Christian realm at this hour that is not zeroing in on the second coming of Jesus Christ, they are preaching you error. Because the only message that's going to get you ready for his coming.
Hallelujah.
Is someone tell you
Hallelujah.
He's coming?
Yes,
and how profound have you been told?
Yes.
He's coming in
Hallelujah.
Your lifetime.
Hallelujah.
And this is the last generation.
Hallelujah.
Why am I telling you that? So you prepare to meet your God at his coming.
Hallelujah.
Now, is that articulate enough?
Yes, sir.
Do I need to go to college, you think? Has the Lord just burned it in my spirit? I said, son, don't you worry. You're ignorant and unlearned. You're ignorant of the ways of the world. You don't, you come out of it so much, you don't do nothing like the world. You don't think like the world. You don't act like the world. You don't seek it. You're just not with it. You're ignorant of the things of this life. But oh, you got the knowledge of the life to come. Hallelujah. But I send you through a gainsaying people. Gainsaying, please. Gainsayers. There's a touch up. The word itself, you don't need no education on that. The word gain means against. Gainsayers, against what God said. Against what God's doing. This is the age of against.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
You say something, and they'll go right against you right away.
Yes,
talk back, talk up, talk down.
Amen.
Now let me get about what I start to do, and then I'll go on. I came in today because I have this great big giant print Bible. Beautiful. And it was laying here on a platform, I think. You find it, right? And he brought it to me. We had no idea where it was. A few nice labels. Another one there. And another little thing there. And I thought, well, who's coming in that tabernacle doing that? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden it dawned on me and you both, right?
Yes, sir.
Our good friend right here. He's given me all of his choice possessions.
Yeah.
All of his money. He wanted to be so much on a part of this that he's willing to lose his identity. And today, thus saith the Lord. Brother Rufus,
hallelujah!
The Lord even Jesus,
amen.
Who spoke to you through the radio wave,
amen.
Has this day
amen.
Called you Brother Rufus.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Services start like this. And the promise here in order to sanctify this brother, where without the camp? Hallelujah! Where without protocol? Bless the Lord, oh my soul! And oh, Brother Lucas! Hallelujah! What's that town in Georgia? Fayetteville. Wow, you drove all the way over from Fayetteville.
Yes, sir.
My. Did you see what you came to see?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's a good drive, but I'm glad you made it.
Hallelujah.
And what's your name?
Brother Jake.
You Have any trouble getting a seat this time? I didn't try to identify who it was that treated you like that last time, but it wasn't very nice, and I let them know it. And I know it's okay. My brother came in some time ago and took a seat, and some brother told him to get out of his seat. He said, it was my seat. That happened here. I'm glad I didn't find out who that was, because I'd probably take him. Throw your butt out of here.
Amen.
Your seat.
Amen.
Brother Jake over there been fighting with cancer.
Yes, sir.
He had a struggle to get here.
Yes.
He sure should have had a struggle to find a seat.
Amen.
I didn't like it at all.
Amen.
Oh, you're all capable of that. Is everybody trying to identify your own place? Wouldn't that be nice? You could say, here, brother, this is my seat. Sit down in this. That's what Jesus is going to do. He's going to let you sit down on his seat, on his throne. He's not going to say, get out of here, this is my place. He's going to say, come on, this is where you belong. Ah, you bunch of spiritual hardheads. That happened in this tabernacle. What a shame. What a shame. And were they ashamed? Get out of my place. Now come and sit in my place. Come and sit down in the kingdom. Make room for your brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I'll move them out. My God. Brother Rufus.
Hallelujah.
Now I pray, brother, that all these good things that God has done for you, that you don't turn out and become a... Because I've had them do it just like this. I've had them honor me, call me everything. Oh, Elijah and everything else. And turn on me. Just turn on me. And they all used to sit right here. You sit in these seats. Now they call me a rapist, a child molester, a cult leader. What have you called me? Huh? What have you called me? A glutton and a wine bibber, friend of sinners. Boy, have I been a friend of sinners, haven't I? Sinners got a friend in me. Trouble with some of you folk, I can't convince you of your sins. That's why you won't let me be your friend. The Holy Ghost is your friend, you know. That's the manifestation of Jesus Christ, who was a friend. Who's taking a closer than a brother. He says, hey, that's wrong. He says, come here, let me help you with that. They convict you of your sin.
Amen.
Boy, you just don't get it, do you? I got to thinking yesterday again about how many men God has given to sustain this prophet. How many walked in my presence and started to build me up and call me the prophet and give me piles of money. Then all at once I did something they didn't like, and it had to do with them. It always had to do with them. As long as I treat somebody else with harshness or judgment, get them, brother. But when I got Brango, yeah, you can mark it down, brother Rufus. You get out of line, and I will be right in your face.
Amen.
I will be right there.
Amen.
And I'll show up when you least expect me.
Amen.
You see, the end of the world's coming. And since so many of you live in the world, love the world, seek things in the world, we got to bring that to an end.
Amen.
You can't be in the world and be in the kingdom.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Bless you.
You just can't be. Love not the world. Another scripture I quote many times. Will you listen to it? Love not the world, neither the things.
Hallelujah.
And then I always stop and pause, don't I? And I'll do what no other preacher does. I'll say what things.
Amen.
Don't you think we ought to know what those things are?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't you think you ought to know?
Amen.
I ask you.
Amen.
What things?
Amen.
Love not the world, neither the things that the world loves.
Amen.
That which is highly esteemed, or what they love, you don't love them.
Amen.
And if you do, you don't have the love of God in you.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
My little atheist friend on the phone yesterday, because you didn't hear him, he says, "I love you, brother." I said, "Like hell you do."
Amen.
You didn't hear me. You didn't hear him talk, but I was listening to him. "Oh, I love you, Brother Dare." I said, "Come on, man. You, God is love. And you don't even believe in God." See, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. And he does not love me. If he knew God, he would never come against me like he does. You wouldn't do it. You love God. You love God's man. You love God's people. You love the things of God. You love everything God. Then you don't love God. That's all it's taught.
Hallelujah.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world or the things that's in the world, then the love of God is not in him.
Amen.
You get the love of God to go beyond the knowledge of the world. You don't think you even need the things of the world. If you have God, you have that love of God that passes. I need this job, or I need this car, or I need this home, or I need it. That's what the world needs. That's what they seek after. They love it. They put priority on it. I need this college education. Those are the things the world loves. I need to go shopping every week. I need to go. That's the things of the world. They love it. They love it. Shopping is a sin.
Yes.
It's a sin against God.
Yes.
Wonder why God's got to get the money out of your hands?
Hallelujah.
Put a little money in your hands and right away you want to shop. Love not. The world loves shopping.
Yes.
When somebody gets depressed, what do they do? When they get upset with something, what do they do? Got to go somewhere, to a bar, to a beach, or to a restaurant. Does the world love eating? Do they love marrying and giving in marriage? If any man love the world or the things the world loves, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination.
Yes.
Do they want little cars?
Yes.
Do they love cars?
Yes.
Can you imagine people in America still buying clothes and they got closets full? And so in order to sanctify the people, to separate you from that, Jesus Christ, Holy Father, through the Holy Ghost, in order that he might sanctify his people, separate from the world. He said, "Come out from among them and be you sanctified. Be you separate." Don't. Somebody said, "Well, you have a brother that goes to work." Yeah, you see that brother over there? I send that brother to work. You know, last year he gave $40,000. Every single dime. Was he working for himself?
No.
Are you working for yourself? Make money for yourself? You heard your brother just before I came on the air. Quote a scripture that I quoted for years. There is a sore evil.
Hallelujah.
You should quote it for years.
Amen.
There is a sore evil.
Amen.
There is a sore evil. Amen. He's like a canker. Just eats and eats and eats and eats and hurts and hurts. Evil. A sore. 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 Oh, my arm is sore. It hurts. There's a sore. Sore. There is a sore. Sore evil in the land. Namely, now he names it. Namely, riches, paychecks, old age pension checks, social security checks, welfare checks. Namely, riches, which are kept, which are held on to by the owners thereof to their own hurt.
Hallelujah.
It's wrong to have life insurance policies.
Yeah.
It's wrong to have a retirement plan to take care of you.
Amen.
In your old age. David said, I was young.
Hallelujah.
Then I got old.
Hallelujah.
And I never.
Hallelujah.
I never saw the righteous.
Hallelujah.
Well, you don't have no social. I don't have no social security check. See? And see, you can't even imagine how some of these people here around who do get social security checks, and they don't recognize what God did with them. He sanctified them so that they could live without the check, because one of these days the checks are going to stop.
Amen.
And if you're out there in the world,
yeah.
And all of a sudden you have to take the mark to get your check to pay your bill.
Right.
Coming down to that, Brother Jake. That's what it's coming down to. For me to live as Christ and to die as gain. That is Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Veterans Administration's hospitals, all these nice things that the world provides for you. Why? Gave up your faith for it. So Christ is looking for faith in you. So he puts you through a place where it's going to require faith to stay alive. Who are you going to trust in? You think it's not coming to that, huh? It's already doing it now, already. It's already in the making now. You separate Jesus Christ in order. See, that people say, we want to come and live with you. Well, you tell us not to go to the dock. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Huh? Oh, he wants all your money. I wonder if Jesus preached like that. Whosoever comes after me, he says, and loves houses and lands, cars and automobiles, family, friends, more than me, you cannot. You got it? Well, he was a cult leader, wasn't he?
Hallelujah.
Well, you went to jail. I seem to think Jesus went to jail too. So did Paul.
Yes,
so did Peter.
Yes.
Paul died in jail.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
Amen.
Yeah, in order that he might sanctify the people, he went without the law.
Amen.
He went outside the law.
Amen.
Yes, he did. The law said you should die. Jesus said, no way. You should live. He went without the law in order that he might sanctify the people. He went without the camp. My God. How can anybody preach it any clearer? That's all I've ever done ever since God called me. I went outside to establish things. I have been a come outer.
Amen.
From the day I was born again.
Hallelujah.
I start out in this church, I start out in that, then God bring me out, and bring me out, and bring me out, and sanctify me, and sanctify me, and sanctify me.
Amen.
I never forget some of you to go in there and persecute me here. One of my young preacher friends says, he just doesn't have the kind of churches that you call legitimate. He ain't got no steeple on top.
Amen.
He ain't got no members.
Amen.
They can't only believe what it says. How many members of God? I said, we ain't got none.
Hallelujah.
I want to join your church. Ain't got no church for you to join.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't have one. You can't join a church.
Hallelujah.
You can't join this one. There's nothing here to join.
Amen.
Our strength is not how many members we got.
No.
Our strength is in, we are members of. Jesus Christ, in order that he might sanctify the people. Brother Stair, the man of God, in order that he might sanctify a people, went outside the city, got outside the camp, got outside the financial situation, got outside, my God. Boy, he don't want you to buy on credit. No. Want you to live by faith.
Amen.
The just lives by faith, not by credit. My God! And we got it!
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Had a little old lady came with him one day checking me out. She said, can you show me how to get out of credit, out of debt? I said, sure. First of all, you're not going to get out of debt living the way you're living. If you're living in the world, you're not going to. They won't let you. Years ago, God started to tell me how to tell you people how to get sanctified.
Amen.
Get out of the city.
Amen.
Period.
Yes.
First step. Get the TV out of your home was the first one. Because the TV kept the allure of the city.
Yes, sir.
Of the city life.
Yeah.
You kept seeing things that you were missing.
Mm.
Boy, that's what they can't stand, that we don't have our children watching TV.
Amen.
Why, these children, they don't know what's going on in the world. Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
yeah, we know what's going on in the world, though.
Right.
We know what happens to young girls like this in the world. I can show them to you by the thousands.
Amen.
Oh, my God! Oh, God, these little girls over here, they got to weed the garden and change the sun, the sun thing up there. Oh, my Lord! Oh, God, they live down by the river! You're the... Isn't that terrible?
Amen.
Go to hell, you world.
Amen.
We're trying to keep our daughters from going to hell.
Amen.
It's amazing to watch how these people do this. Sister Lear wrote me a little note, told me about her daughter. Said, I'm reading that letter. I said, my God, this is a spirit. Oh, she doesn't believe she belongs here. What the hell you got going to your mind? You don't belong with your mother and dad. Where do you get that from? From what? You didn't get that from God.
Amen.
You belong with your mother and father.
Amen.
That's where you belong. Not your grandma.
Amen.
That's you belong with them, and you better repent.
Amen.
You're in no position going out there in the world the way you are. They'll wipe you out like that.
That's right.
Dad, we heard you start repenting right now.
Amen.
I don't belong here. Where the hell do you think you belong?
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You don't belong in the world.
No, sir.
Glory.
That's true.
And you go to the world, they're going to tell you you don't belong here.
Right.
Now, which one's telling you the truth?
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Which one's really concerned about your well-being?
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
You ain't got no sense to know that. You young girls, you ought to watch what the world's doing to young girls like you. You ought to just see how they're destroying them.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
All the time.
Yes.
You want a husband, you're not going to get one in the world.
No.
You'll get all kind of men and shuck them left and right.
Amen.
Oh, I don't believe it. My God, you don't know what's going on, do you?
Amen. My God.
Sure would be nice if I had a few people say amen.
Amen.
I mean from the heart. And
amen.
I mean really from the heart.
Yes.
That Jesus Christ, in order that he might sanctify you, isn't that something?
Yes.
In order to sanctify you and make you one of his children. He took you from out of the world system.
Amen.
Put you under a dad. You used to have a mama,
yes,
which I hope is restored.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, in order to sanctify you, Troy. Separate you from the rest of the young 30-some-year-old guys who... What a shocking thing some months ago when I had to deal with you right over the radio. And Jesus Christ, in order that he might sanctify.
Amen.
You know any Browns there are in the world? And this one he sanctified. I'm sure one was this one sent.
Amen.
That he might sanctify you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what Kevin's are out there?
Yes,
but only one.
Thank you, Lord.
Actually picked you out. And Jesus Christ. In order that he might sanctify the people.
Amen.
Took them outside the city.
Amen.
Took them outside the religious system.
Amen.
Got them off of the financial tolerance.
Amen.
Got them to depend on him.
Amen.
What are you going to feed them? What do you got?
Hallelujah.
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 Anybody know this God at all?
Amen.
Who makes the sun shine, the moon glow, the stars call, the river flow, the heart beat? Glory be to God. Ministry that operates like this one?
Hallelujah. Glory.
No matter how many times I tell you. What, 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago?
Yes, Lord.
2.5 years ago, brother? They sued me down here in a court of law.
Glory.
They took from me $750,000. Why, you haven't seen that much in your whole life. Or have you? If you have, you send some this way. Keep on sending. He does. They send pretty good. Well, you're after our money. It's not his money. God's the one who gave him power to get well. If he got any money at all, God gave it to him. Freely you have received, now freely give it. God wants you to give it. You did nothing to deserve it, and it won't be nothing on your side to give it. He's a giver. He's the one who puts the giver in your heart. Hallelujah. For God so loved that he gave.
Amen.
Somebody loves God, they got a giving spirit.
Amen.
I love it. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
No greater love.
Hallelujah.
Give, give, give.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hey.
Thank you, Father.
You know what I keep telling people, brother? Since we moved up here, I've had something like $20 million go through my hand. What do you think if I was done like most of the other preachers? But I didn't do it. Today, I don't even own a car. You have more money than I have. But you ain't got more faith than I have. So you get the kind of faith that I have, you'll give everything you got. Because that's what I've done. That's what I've done. Yes, I have.
Yes,
yes I have.
Amen.
You ain't given nothing.
Amen.
Compared to what God allowed me to give.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Ah, yes.
Amen.
Brother Tom came. entertained me the other day. I gave him a whole bunch of radio bills to pay. And I watched him and Jonathan talk, and they were talking. I said, what's going on? He said, well, I was just telling Jonathan we're down to 38 cents. So I paid all the bills. And I said, oh, we got 38 cents. 38 cents. I said, praise the Lord. I said, we still got faith, though. Hallelujah. Glory. Ah, never mind. You people are something else. He says this and he says that. That's the way God does everything.
Amen.
He said, he said, amen. He said, and 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 he said,
amen.
Esther,
amen.
He is risen as he said. Hallelujah. He's coming again as he said. Glory be to God. Never saw the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread as he said. And God said, and God said, and God said. Is dead.
Amen.
He's dead. His testimony
Amen.
Is done.
Amen.
And the prophet that he said would come has come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
The last one.
Hallelujah.
The last prophet.
Hallelujah.
Not the only prophet, but the one that deal with the last.
Amen.
The end of the prophet.
Amen.
Paul said, I don't come behind in any of this. And I don't come behind none of these fellows.
Hallelujah.
I just bring us to the end of it.
Hallelujah.
The cities.
Yeah.
Get out of debt.
Yes,
get the TV out of your homes.
Yeah.
It's a spirit you can't deal with.
Right.
Stop going to the churches.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do? I get so tired of that damn question. Let there be no divisions among you.
Amen.
Drive, we drove over to a little town the other day. In one little street.
Amen.
The guy tried to tell us how to find his place by looking for a church. And then we found three churches.
Yeah.
We couldn't figure out which one he was talking about.
Amen.
And they twain don't meet.
No.
They might meet on Sunday, but they don't meet the sun. They don't go in his name. Can't you get it through your head? You meet in the First Baptist Church, you meet in the name of the church, the First Baptist Church, or the Methodist Church. You, God, what's wrong with you? One says I'm a Baptist. The other says I'm a Methodist. Another says I'm apostolic. One says I'm black. Another says I'm white. That is not the church. That which is flesh is flesh.
Amen.
Black is flesh.
Amen.
Methodist is flesh.
Amen.
What color is the Spirit of God in you?
Amen.
Professing himself be wise
Amen.
And become fools. Fools.
Amen.
And they make a mockery of sin.
Yes.
It's a sin to join them churches.
Amen.
It's a sin against God.
Amen.
Amen.
When I say get out of my sympathy, mean don't let them make you part of them by joining.
Amen.
Well, where am I going to fellowship? Wherever you find two or three gathering in his name?
Yes.
Under a tree?
Yes,
in your house?
Yes.
You go to a place where they gather, and they gather his name, and all of a sudden they start teaching something that's not from his word?
Yes.
They have a form of God denied from such?
Yes.
Turn away!
Amen.
How can you be more precise than that?
Amen,
well, they don't worship on Sabbath. Okay, that's fine. Let them worship on Sunday. But don't turn away from the Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
Still keep the Sabbath.
Amen.
You lie on on God when you call Sunday a day of worship.
Amen.
You lie on God.
Amen.
There is no day to worship God.
Amen.
God is a spirit.
Amen.
And that spirit is everywhere.
Amen.
And you worship God in spirit.
Amen.
You put the spirit of God in your cutting wood, mopping floors. Whatever you do, do it as long as you worship. My God, why can't you understand this? What's wrong with you? Whatever you eat or drink, do it as worship.
Amen.
Do it in the spirit.
Amen, Lord.
And they that worship, and they that worship God must. You're not over there working for that company. You're working for your soul's salvation. You ain't riding those roller skates around. All you take out of that paycheck is enough to pay your little bills and bring the rest to the kingdom of God. You don't need anything. You don't need any more bicycles. You don't need any more roller skates. You listen to a Sabbath service here at the Overcomer on Sabbath, May 15th, where I minister in the tabernacle here every weekend on Sabbath Saturday. This is the Overcomer. My mailing address, you just address your letter to the Overcomer, Post Office Box 691, Walterboro, South Carolina. The zip code is 29488 USA. Our contact telephone number is 1-843-701-5053. Call now if you like. Leave your comment, your opinion, or your question. The phone number is 1-843-701-5053. Your letter of correspondence, along with your offering and support, will be greatly appreciated. Address your letter to The Overcomer, Box 691, Walterboro, South Carolina, and the zip code is 29488 USA. Let us continue now. Well, I don't know where to give it. Don't tell me that. Hey, you folks know where to give your money? I'll tell you where to give it. Just address your letter to the Overcomer. Post Office Box 691 in Walterboro, South Carolina. You now know where to give it. Well, you're going to buy a new car. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. These liars out there. Liars.
Yes, sir.
The same time they said we didn't take their money.
Yeah, amen.
And do what we said we'd do with it. We spent over $1 million. That was more than anything they ever gave.
Amen.
Amen.
Liars.
Amen.
Cretans.
Amen.
They're liars.
Yes,
I was standing before a place and they said, you were charged with aggravated assault. I said, that's not true. I was not charged with aggravated assault.
Amen.
You snot-nosing, you don't even know. Aggravated assault means you had to do some bodily damage before you had to aggravate them. Same thing could have charged me with that yesterday if you wanted to, because I was aggravating him. He even said that to me. You provoking me with your agitating. I was aggravating. Is that what God do with you, aggravating you this morning? Dealing with your sin and your iniquity, you getting aggravated? Oh, verbal abuse! He's abusing me! And the world will back you up. The world will back you up. The other day, a little old school teacher ended up giving a little boy a whooping. Boy, are they fired, that woman. And that kid was in that schoolroom raising hell, mocking the little girls. So the teacher come and said, so you want to pick on little girls? Well, I'm a big girl.
That's right.
And she took them on, and she really didn't hurt the kid. Boy, everybody went against it. What do you expect these teachers to do? The police may come out, use a taser on you, and they get mad? What do you expect them to do? We go over there to Afghanistan, we take out a Klingo bull. Why? Because those folks are we aggravating those people?
Hallelujah.
Or you're against America? You better believe it. I don't stand one bit for that devilish wars we're fighting.
Amen.
We're a wicked nation.
Amen.
We blow people away by the thousands.
Amen, Lord.
Make our boys do it. Our young women do it.
Amen.
Cause them to leave their wives and their children.
Amen.
To go out to fight a war that has no justice to it at all.
Amen.
None whatsoever.
Amen.
Why are they going against you? I hope so.
Amen.
At least you're going to get me for telling the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you a patriot? I am a citizen of heaven.
Hallelujah.
sumptuous city. Glory be to God. Got something far beyond this place. See, brother, I had a giant prayer before you gave me that. I see it right there. It's in my heart. Boy, you people, you really can't find it in your heart to really rejoice with me, can you? Well, you talk so mean. Are you getting what you expected, Brother Jake? You know now that I don't compromise. You know that. I got brothers come around here, they're facing death. Well, I've had people around here face death. I faced death. I went through some real death valley. Oh, I know it's very easy to, maybe they can help me, huh? See, you got to put God in life and in death. And it takes faith in God to live the life, and it's going to take faith God to for me to live as Christ, die as day. So whatever is happening is God searching that we have faith.
Hallelujah.
For when the Son of Man cometh, comes looking for faith. And if you died in the faith, that'd be better than living without faith. Somewhere you better get the balance. All these died in the faith. As Simon, Stan, Brother Sister Rada, what a blessing. Sister Day, what God trying to do with Sister Anna, John, myself, trying to get us ready to accept death. Because we're not going to live for God faith unless we're willing to die. We got to be willing. Though he slave, though who slave. You already think it's just a little wording, huh? You really think that we're not going to be tried on this, huh? And somehow I quote the scripture this morning. I used to go way back there. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man. We should talk about that. We were talking about going to the doctor. That's a man. Trusted is. And we got enough testimonies to know it doesn't make any difference whether it's a dentist, an eye doctor, what doctor. It makes no difference. You trust him at all. It's all dentist. You need a new set of teeth, they told me. So I said, okay. Well, I can tell you one thing. I didn't get them. I didn't get a new set of teeth. They've been nothing but heartache and pain, all of that.
Amen, Lord.
You need to have a laser surgery, told me the other day. He got mad when I wouldn't do it. Why, Medicaid will perish for it. I ain't got Medicaid. We'll get it for you. One, well, you won't be able to drive without it. I said, then I'll just have to give up driving. Yeah, you're just going to have to give up doing what you're doing. Give them all. To the shattered dream, broken heart, broke cord. Give them all. Hey, you bunch of hypocrites. You won't even join with me and sing it, will you? You don't want to be sanctified, do you? Sanctification is a very strenuous work. It's the cutting off of the force. It's the circumcising of the heart. Sanctify the Lord God. Cut yourself off from the things of the flesh.
Amen.
Submit to it.
Amen.
Can you imagine Moses trying to circumcise some man he's fighting? It's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to hurt, but it won't. You just submit. It won't take so long.
Amen.
We'll get it over and done with, and that'll take care of that. Jesus Christ, in order that he might sanctify the people. Well, you got a community. What's wrong with you folk? What do you think communism is?
Yeah.
It's a world community.
Yes, sir.
What do you think socialism is? They want to break down the barrier between black and white and nations and make us all one people.
Oh, yeah.
And have all things in common.
Yes, sir, brother.
Everybody have your one religion.
Oh, yeah.
Worship your one God.
Yeah,
my God! You think the devil doesn't know a sure thing when he sees it?
Yeah.
If he can get them all in one accord,
yeah,
in one place,
amen,
he can have the kingdom of heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Can he? Teddy! What's wrong with you? You don't know what... God, what's wrong with these people? So he wants to scatter the power, the unity, living together. Holy people live together. Holy people suffer together. Holy people have affliction together. And one day they will be caught up together. Hallelujah. God, together again. What a day. Togetherness. Brother Rufus, and you're not a black brother.
Amen.
I wouldn't have a black brother.
Amen.
I don't trust black flesh no more than I trust white flesh.
Amen.
I wish somebody could say with me this morning.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In order!
Amen.
Setting things in order.
In order, right?
Setting things in order.
Amen.
Trying to get things in order.
Amen.
God, Christ,
Amen.
The bride, the church. Hallelujah. One. Oh yes, there's one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
No Canadians here. Folk here.
Amen.
No young folk.
Amen.
sir.
Hallelujah.
King God demands of me, demands the same thing of you, and it's all equal. Not more of me and less of you. No. You out to see. Greetings, the Sabbath day in Jesus' name. Last night, the small sliver of the new moon was seen around 9:20 p.m., I was up in the Ohio area, with a very clear sky on the hand, with the planet Venus sparkling like a bright diamond in the sky. What other confirmation? And at thy word, the third month in God's timing will have begun with this Sabbath, being the first day of the month. Also, the hour of prayer this morning was very uplifting. Yes. As God was moving us to a higher ground as you played some holy music that was sung from the soul. This reminds me of a dream that you read some time ago, where a dividing line appeared in a large mixing bowl, where all the good ingredients rose to the top, and the bad sank to the bottom. It was separation, sanctification. Interestingly, Pentecost would be on May 23rd. The number 23 means death, which you have told us means separation, sanctification. You know, sanctification is the forerunner of the second death. You partake of that one, then you want to take of the second death. Blessed holy is he who hath part in the first resurrection, because they've already tasted of the second death. Jesus Christ, in order that he might kill your old man, sanctify you, so he won't have to keep upon such a second death, hath no power. He broke the power of death, both physically and spiritually. He's done it. He's taken, my God, saints. Now, in order that he might accomplish that, he sanctifies us. I sure wish I could sit down and listen to that man preach, Lord. Oh, you're always bragging on yourself. Go to hell. I thank my God who called me and actually enables me to preach to you.
Hallelujah.
You are tough nuts to crack. Rebellious house. Stubborn. I tried to tell you a little while ago that that's why God's going to kill somebody in my presence for the final work. Because there's no fear. We just don't fear. I walked through this audience today looking at you. I didn't see any of you fearing that I might throw you out. You think you're so secure. And I look at you and you say, what are you looking at me for? God's getting ready to fill this house. And he is going to have out of this house everything that offends him. And if you offend me, you're offending God.
Amen.
That's how you're going to get a clear example of what is an offense to God. Jesus said to Peter, you are an offense to me. I don't mean to pick on you, Stan, but that's what I told you yesterday. I said, well, you do certain things that affect, even though you may be doing it and clear as a bell on it. But if it affects my dealing with other brothers, or other, well, they should, well, they do, though. Then you do get offended with each other. He gets offended with some of you, you get offended with, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do!
Amen.
Amen.
Don't lie to me!
Amen.
Amen.
And when you offend each other, you are an offense to me?
Amen.
This is my commandment, that you love one another.
Amen.
That my joy can be full.
Amen.
That your joy can be full.
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Your love will cover a mother's your fault.
Yes.
You won't take offense at your brother. Not easily offended.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Brother,
bless you. Hallelujah.
Well, they shouldn't be offended, but they are. Paul said, if eating meat will cause my brother be offended,
amen,
I can do without eating meat.
Amen.
You don't like it, do you, church? Look at this. Heads hanging down, eyes going down.
Hallelujah.
You don't like it. Oh, if I point somebody else out, though, is that you? Huh?
Hello.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
How many times have I spoke that story about Peter? Jesus asked a question. He said, you're the Christ of God. You are the answer to mankind, to his soul. You, Jesus. Oh, we can be saved without you, prophet. Is that right?
No,
never.
Could a little widow born be saved without the prophet showing up?
No, amen.
You got your heads in the sand. Well, everybody's not here. All over this world, God is gathering people to this prophet. You dummies. How we don't have no vision of the body of Christ worldwide. How we try to isolate the prophets just to America and eliminate the rest of the world. How we're so stupid. I was reading this. It made me so mad I wanted to just scream at them. The United States is the New Jerusalem. No, it's not.
Amen.
This is not the promised New Jerusalem.
Amen.
John said, I saw it coming down.
Hallelujah.
And I see this one that they're putting up coming down.
Amen.
And this one, this is coming down.
Amen.
Oh, U.S., USA. Yeah, Jerusalem, you know. The middle of
Amen.
But a bunch of junk.
Yeah,
10 lost tribes. There ain't no tribes lost.
Yeah.
God knows everyone where they're at. There ain't none.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not a bunch of junk.
Amen.
I sit there and look at those guys and I say, my God, they don't even talk at all about Christ coming.
No. Amen.
You stupid folk out there, you talk about giving money, you give money to those guys.
Yeah, amen.
$1 million man a year, Benny Hinn a week, sometimes a day.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, they're all right though, huh?
Yeah.
Go to hell, world.
Amen.
We don't be around long. I'll outlast you.
Hallelujah.
This world's going to pass away.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm looking for a new city, a new heaven, a new earth. I'm willing to put all my eggs into one basket.
Yes, hallelujah.
You're going to break one egg, we're going to break them all.
Amen.
Not too many folk going with me, though, is there? Is there? Yeah, Peter. Thou art the Christ. How many times have I said this? Four verses later. About four verses later. Jesus began to tell them what was going to happen to them. You don't like when I tell you what's going to happen to you, do you? You're going to be tried.
Amen.
And made white.
Amen.
You are going to be tried.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Your sham is not going to hold up.
Amen.
You'll be tried as by fire. Yes, sir. Tell them about it, Jake. Tell them, huh? How many words has the doctor said to you? None of them hold up, do they? Only one thing holds you today. Only one thing.
Amen.
And one of the days you have to cut the rest of it off. Just cut it off. I was reading the other day about, I think it was James Carroll's brother. His brother had three. Well, how many times did he get to coma? That's all I asked. How many times? Three times. Oh, yeah, come on in here. Well, Nate, find it.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I'm going to say something. There is not one person that they have ever healed with chemotherapy.
No, amen.
They've all died.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe that we are such a people that we believe we go to a doctor, get an operation, and we're going to live forever.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you mean tell me Ted Kennedy died?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
So they pass a health care bill for him.
Yes, sir.
In his name.
Yes, right.
Yeah. But he died.
Amen.
Just like any other man.
Yes,
oh, he died in his sleep. Yeah, but who put him to sleep?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hey, our folk around here died sleeping.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
They went to sleep.
Amen.
We didn't put them to sleep.
Amen.
They died in their sleep.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right.
I wasn't there when Brother David, Sister Margaret, I have this walk out, but there was this whole community was standing around Sister Margaret. I just walked out and they told me she, and the report I got was she just put her head down and went, isn't this something? You would have thought, I just got finished saying this whole community was there. I get one person, that's right, Brother Rick. She said, well, now, was it really like that? Were you there or weren't you? Were you there? I believe I'll testify.
Amen.
Wow! Only two or three were there.
Amen.
I thought everybody was there just about when I walked in there. Wow! Listen! Were you there or weren't you? Well, were you? What did you see?
Amen.
Wow. Well, I don't need to turn to you for a testimony, do I?
Amen.
There must have been 40 or 30 or 40 people in there. Where are you at? Where? Well, maybe I'll testify.
Hallelujah.
I came and I saw.
Hallelujah.
Where? You're not sure you saw what you saw? What did you see?
I saw a saint go on to perfection.
What saint was that?
Sister Margaret.
How did she do it? Screaming and hollering, kicking?
No, quietly and in peace.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else see that?
Amen.
Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Wow, they ain't sure.
Amen.
Were you there?
Amen.
Were you there? Get over here. What did you see?
I saw her.
Same thing he saw. Amen. All speak the same thing. Were you there? Get over here. What did you see?
Same thing.
Let's all speak the same thing. Hallelujah. We saw a saint pass over to the other side. Glory be to God. Why, your testimony was so good that even though I wasn't there, I testified to the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Were you there? Get over here. You old lady, you. What did you see?
Seen her shut her eyes and go to sleep.
What did you see?
Saw her go to sleep.
Same thing. Thank you.
Yeah,
boy, oh boy, you thought I'd get it. I'm even telling you how to testify.
Yeah.
Well, you're telling me what to say. Well, did you or didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you there? What did you see?
Same thing
what?
Same thing.
What was that? You saw a saint?
Yeah.
Lay her head down.
Yes, sir.
And go to sleep.
Yes, sir. Give up the ghost. Amen.
I wasn't even there, but your testimony convinced me.
Right.
I said, how'd she go? They said, just like that.
Yeah.
Hey, get over here.
Yes,
put that boy over there.
Amen.
Put him on the floor and let them go to sleep. Get on down here, Al.
Yes, sir.
Al, you were there when David Ryder.
Sure was, bro.
Boy, you were there. You and Pastor Timothy.
Yeah.
Night after night, he was screaming and hollering. I don't forget one night I walked in here and he said, no, not another night.
No.
I thought, my God. And you guys were there sometimes for the whole night.
Amen.
But you were also there when he passed over.
Okay, amen. Yes, sir.
Tell me about it, please.
Well, Brother Steer, he just took his last breath and went to sleep.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Anybody else there at that time?
Brother Edward.
Edward, get over, Edward.
Brother
Edward, now, you had some medical profession.
Yes, you were,
when
Brother.
When you was in the military, right?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Chuck, get on down here, Chuck. Glory be to God.
Yeah,
were you there when David Rada passed over?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Chuck, get over here. Come on, man. Were you there?
Yes, sir.
What did you all see?
Same thing.
First man that ever gave up his house and lands and moved up here and gave it all. Gave it all. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And right at the end, he even gave up his own iniquity.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, how some of you folk didn't like when he say that's a man of God.
Amen.
Boy, they didn't mind testifying about you, but when you start talking about me being a man of God, that irked some of them. Yes, sir. Don't want to testify as a man sent from God. Don't you forget it, brother. Don't you forget it. I'm not a man of God since you came here. That's right. Long before you ever showed your face. Then began he to upbraid the cities, wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto you, Chorazin, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago.
Yes.
Sackcloth and ashes. I say unto you, it should be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment. New York, your destruction being planned. New York, Detroit, Chicago, Jacksonville, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Those are the words that brought this ministry to the forefront.
Amen.
Oh, you said that 20 years ago. Sure have. God said it before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
You fools.
Amen.
Mock God's word.
Hallelujah.
Instead of counting his long suffering.
Yes.
Aren't you glad he stayed long enough for you to get out of the city you were in?
Amen.
Cities.
Yes.
Cities.
Amen.
What a way to control people.
Yes, sir.
In a city.
Yes, sir.
Why wouldn't Satan use cities?
Yeah.
We're going to a city.
Amen.
We're going to be together.
Right.
And even if folks that live outside the city are going to make a trip to the city.
Yeah.
It's going to be a highway and a way up to the city.
Amen.
No unclean thing.
Amen.
No gas guzzler. No jet. Boy, I don't know if you understand this. From the ends of the world, they're going to gather at Jerusalem. And it's not going to be billions. He's got it numbered. The city will be built enough for all the redeemed to get into. They'll be able to gather there. And the devil's not going to throw a bunch of boo-boos at them and say, what are you going to do with them? They're not going to be there. They won't be there. In that city, he has a place for the redeemed.
Amen.
That's his throne.
Amen.
And the redeemed of the Lord say, shall say so.
Amen.
Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in his. For since I have been redeemed, same thing. I'll say the same thing. Same thing. Somebody act like you're saved. that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hath revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. We have a little babe around here. Hug, hug. Now, some of you might get a hug from him if you're near me. But when he comes to give a hug, he's looking for me. What did God reveal to that babe? And last night, I go back in there now, and I sit there and wait for him.
Yeah,
amen. She comes through the door last night. I said, you waiting on me? I said, yeah.
Amen.
What are you doing, Lord? I'm waiting on you.
Yeah.
I want you to get ready to come and give me a hug.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, he's going to have what a day it's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, this coming a day.
Amen.
When no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky. No more tears will ever dim the eye. It's going to be peace forevermore. On that bright and golden shore, what a day. What a day! 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 The day of the Lord! Hallelujah! It will come! It will come! Now, the reason I got that verse of Scripture because I'm reading all these prophecy sites and all this junk, and they're talking about the signs, and they absolutely refuse to believe that there is the sign. I read today where, oh, the Sabbath is a sign. Or the building of Jerusalem is a sign. I have the scripture sitting over there ready to use them because I'm going to go on with it further. I did go for 30 minutes with this morning on this particular subject, trying to say, what's this sense talking to you?
Amen.
None of you recognize it that I spent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and he wept over Jerusalem. How often I'd like to tell you things that you need to know that will strengthen you, but
yeah,
you won't pay me any mind. You just wipe it off like it's nothing. You don't put no. You don't. You're desiring for the word of God. I even spoke about that this morning. Yeah, I did. And famine in the land.
Yeah, amen.
Nobody wants to deal with that, and I don't know why. I started dealing with that a long time ago.
Yeah.
There's a famine in the land for the word of God. Where is the word of God? Where is it today? Where?
Amen.
In that mouth right there.
Yeah.
No other mouth can speak the word that's in that mouth.
Amen.
You acknowledge that word.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. Prophet, priest.
Yeah, amen.
Sorry, Mark. You're under the influence of Satan the liar.
Amen.
This is a sign.
Amen.
That is to come.
Amen.
Until the other one comes, this is the one you're going to put up with.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I wonder how much longer God's got to show you, smart Alex. Thank God you can witness to the sign.
Amen.
Thank God you can be a witness to the sign, Enoch.
Yes,
don't deny it anymore, I'm telling you.
Yes,
I mean that.
Amen.
Stop this denying bit.
Yeah, amen.
Well, I don't do that. If I say you've done it, you've done it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Get the hands, he said to Peter.
Yeah.
You're an offense to me.
Amen.
My God, I can't really breathe that one down. Whom do men say? Why, you're the Christ of God, Peter.
Yeah.
Peter said, wow, Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood hath not revealed that. Are you going to try to tell me that you got the revelation of me being the sign messenger by flesh and blood? You got it out of your own intellect? Or did you get it by the Spirit of God? Did you start this by the works of flesh or by the hearing of faith? My God, come on! I wish somebody said, you got me the glory! Flesh was able to convince you?
No.
My Lord God!
No.
Oh, you don't put no confidence in my flesh or yours. We got this by the revelation of God by the Holy Spirit. God don't ever change. You're a bunch of smart alecks to stand out there and say, well, I didn't know he was going to do this. God knew what you were going to do and what I was going to do, and he ordained you to salvation. Hallelujah. No matter what you do. Even though you deny him, he won't deny himself. Hallelujah. Believe that to the standing of your soul, man.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
bring repentance. Yeah! I hope you two will start changing your eating habits. You both need to lose about 100 pounds. You too. You ain't got no future like that, child. You belong with them. That's how you all started getting fat. You ran back to Grandma. Grandma wants to feed you. Your grandmas want to put the food on the table.
Oh, yeah, they do. Amen, brother.
You need somebody to take it off the table.
Right. Amen.
Oh, you're embarrassing him. Stand up, brother. Walk down here. Now tell me I'm embarrassing this guy. Just look at this. And you don't know you're an embarrassment? I did that? I did this here, put this big fat thing on him. I did that? Am I embarrassing him? Get it off.
Amen.
Lay aside all the way.
Amen.
And say, I can do it.
Yeah.
Yes. I can do it.
Amen.
Yeah, you can.
Amen. 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 Well, amen. Amen.
Long suffering boy.
Amen.
Can't be too long, though, because Jesus is going to come.
Yeah.
We've got to get it off of you. Behold, I will. You snot noses, don't you think I know and read of all the other men who believed they were Elijah?
Amen.
And all the other communities that were bit and they're gone now?
Amen.
You don't know that if God's not with me, I'll go the same way?
Amen.
If I am not of God, I'll go the way of Dowry, Branham, and all the other prophets before me, finish my course. But my course includes the coming of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah!
Brennan's course includes the coming of another prophet.
Yeah,
a finishing work.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with the finishing of faith.
Hallelujah.
The end of faith. And that's all there's to it. I had nothing to do with any of your beginnings.
Hallelujah.
None of them. I just recognized you had a beginning.
Hallelujah.
And that began, my God. Finish my course and you don't finish yours. How can you finish yours and I don't finish mine? We are all speaking the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the process of time, God deals with the things in us that's hindering us.
Amen.
Satan hinders us.
Amen.
He uses all these physical emotions and carnal thinking. And God, let this mind be in you.
Amen.
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
For the joy that was set before him, he endured all the other things. He despised the shame that brought him. Don't tell me your Christian walk hasn't brought shame to you. Don't tell me your failure of measuring up hasn't shamed you. Were you ashamed when you goofed up and failed God? Were you? You better be. You better be ashamed. But the day come when God says, my people won't have to be ashamed anymore. Oh, hallelujah! Every person has fallen away from this ministry, fell away because they denied what God showed them. They become deniers. Some have become betrayers. Just like we weren't warned about it. the hallelujah with their lips. You know, I did with Enoch the other day. Enoch was telling, was trying to tell me what in my heart I believe. I want it out of his lips.
Amen.
We testify with our mouth. With the mouth we testify. With our mouth. Hallelujah. Not just a nodding of the head. With the mouth. He is Lord. You know, he walked with me yesterday. We had a little allocation. And he, I said, well, get out of here. Well, maybe I will. I said, well, go ahead. So I go talk to Kathy. I said, so he went away. I said, watch, he'll be back in a minute. I said, he'll have his head down. You were there. When he come back, I said, all right, what are you going to do? I'm staying. I said, you understand now. The thing I dealt with you about, I don't want that in your heart anymore. I don't want to see it in your eyes. And don't tell me, if I say I see resentment in your eyes, I see it. Amen. You're going to stop calling my words a lie. I don't care what anybody says.
Amen.
You're not going to sit there and say, oh yeah, he sees the intent of a heart, and then I can't expose it?
Amen.
Yeah, I was antagonizing him because there was something in his heart that God didn't like.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, most every time when there's something in your heart, it has directed towards me.
Hallelujah.
It's something that I did or something you didn't think I should do. You're going to deal with that on the way going home. Yeah, that's what you're going to deal with that, Brother Jake. They're going to say, he's going to talk to you like that. Doesn't he know what you're going through? Yeah, I know what you're going through. You're going to go through death to life. Hallelujah. That's what you're going through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's better than any kind of doctor's junk on that cancer junk. The doctor said, I got cancer. Jesus said, you're healed. Now, believe one or the other. That's what we got to believe. Trouble. Yeah. Got to have an autopsy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Cut up Sister Margaret.
Yeah,
everybody could see
right. The
physical condition she had. But we got to find out what she died from.
Amen.
She died in the will of God or she
amen.
Died from.
Amen.
Y'all don't like me, do you, huh? Well, I'll tell you what, you keep sitting with that, you're an offense to me.
Amen.
Get you behind me, Satan. Get out of my presence. I'm serious. God's going to back me up on that.
Amen.
And one of these days, I'm going to settle this issue by you folk coming against me in your spirit. One of these days, somebody's going to run and they're going to drop dead.
Amen.
You know what happened after that? It says, in great fear. That's why I look forward to it. Isn't that something? One of the first acts of judgment that God performed in the beginning of the church age, he's going to end it the same way.
Hallelujah.
Same way.
You
know what happened to that? They sold their possessions. Everyone did. Nobody questioned anymore.
Well,
they asked for your money. Oh, we ain't got none.
Yeah,
read the story.
Yeah.
What else you got to do, old man, except give all you got to Jesus now? What else you got? You don't need any more money to take care of your wife. She's going to stay with you. And she don't need much. She don't need, and you don't need much. So give it all. Give everything you got. Where do you give it to? Well, you know where to give it. God's already shows you where to give it. You're going to sell a pretty good bit of it. But she signed the checks for you. Who signs the checks? You sign them or her? Or both? Both, okay. Good. And the same thing, right? And they together. Thank God they agreed together. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice to agree together? Boy, she'll come with me and she said, I want to buy a new car and don't do house. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You don't think I know who those people are, do you? Huh? Well, she wrote me a little note the other day, right? Who wrote the note? You? Said, we're going to be over there this weekend, right? And I wrote and I said, who are you? I knew who you were, but I want you to tell me who you was. Then you told me where you came from, right? And here you is. Well, now you know I saw your note.
Hallelujah.
Now you know I knew you were coming. I know you too. You've both been precious. They've just helped me out. Huh? Well, why did God bring you here today then? Huh? Why did he bring you today? What did you come out to see? Did you see what you came out to see? Where'd you come to see? Huh? So you just confirmed what you saw, right, brother? Yeah! Nope. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
There he is! Yes, good, just like... Well, the axe.
Yeah.
Swing of the sword.
Yeah.
be telling you people, some of you folks think you gay something. You know I got folks that stay off these grounds, don't live here. They send thousands of dollars.
Yes, sir.
There are some of them.
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing? I got a man up there in Indiana that said $250,000.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, sir. Yeah, then I hollered for 40-some thousand. He said, just like that, so on its way. 2 days later, it was there. What do you think? Huh? Boy, we really think we are something, don't we?
Yeah, that's true.
Huh?
Yeah, amen.
I left, what am I going to get? Eternal life, brother!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You're going to move on up to the east side, brother!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Yes, you're into the kingdom of our God!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Lord!
Didn't I bring this at all? Now, John the Baptist, Jesus said he would have been Elijah. In one place, he said he was Elijah. He came in the spirit and the power of Elijah.
Amen.
But he was never manifested that he was Elijah.
Amen.
God hid his identity.
Amen.
He hid it.
Amen.
His name should be called John.
Amen.
He hid it from the wise
Amen.
Who were looking for Elijah.
Amen.
He hid it from the wise and the prudent.
Amen.
And he revealed it unto the babe. We're the babe. He was the Elijah
Hallelujah.
For that generation.
Hallelujah.
He also was a prototype of the Elijah messenger that is to come. Are you that Elijah? I don't know. But I do have the spirit and the power of Elijah. The Elijah messenger is more important when he's revealed than it is that he is revealed.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen.
Because he's a sign of time.
Amen.
That's why, God, I don't know why. Just like the man of sin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's more important on
yes, sir.
When it's revealed
right.
because revealed time.
Yeah.
The man means nothing.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah, amen.
This could be a revelation of time.
Amen.
And that's the problem we're having. We have a time frame that must end this last generation.
Hallelujah.
And this generation shall not pass away. There is a time frame. And the scripture tells us the end of the time frame. 3.5 years.
Yes,
yes, yes. He must rule and reign for 3.5 years. Just a short time. Just a short time. 1,290 days and it will be exact. Not 1,289 or 91. It will be 1,290. He'll reign.
Yeah.
And then when he gets to that point, he'll know it's over with.
That's right.
And he'll come against that body of Christ, that church that has now built that manifestation of the sons of God. And he will not prevail. And they will overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. To be a sign,
amen.
So we know what time it is.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Absolutely.
You know, sometimes when people are talking, they're on their way, and they'll say, "I'll say to them, where are you at?" They won't say 10 miles away or 5 miles away. I say, "I'll be there in 5 minutes."
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand better by the time than you do by the because for you to go 10 miles might may take longer than that. So then you start looking at the time. You know, I just said something very
simple.
Well, where are you at? Well, I'm 5 minutes away.
Amen.
Or I'm 10 minutes away.
Amen.
Where are we at? We're 3.5 years away.
Yeah.
We're going to know the time.
Amen.
God, I said it so clear.
Amen.
I said it so clear.
Amen.
Yeah. You're sick of me.
Yeah.
Stupid. Men who understand time.
Yeah.
What do they understand about time? What do you mean by that? Men who understand time, they know where we are, how much
Amen.
More time we got.
Amen.
This is what y'all do, get out of the city.
Amen.
I knew 20, 30 years ago, we're coming to the town, get out of the city, get out of the debt, and take me out of your home, stop going to the doctor. All the things that you have to do by faith.
Yes, sir.
And stop leading all the things that
Yes, sir.
The churches. The churches don't tell you nothing about. Oh, nobody knows. They won't even try. Never mind. Bennyhead said this morning, a new time of prosperity. You're a liar, Bennyhead.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're talking about dollars and cents.
Yeah, amen.
God's people's going to be prosperous.
Hallelujah.
Full of faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
How do you prosper? Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the prophets. You want prosperity? You want prosperity? Prosperity means you're making gain. Prosperity actually means you didn't even earn it. You just got it. Prosperous. I wish above all things you prosper. You gain Christ. You gain the knowledge you need to endure to the end. You gain the faith that's required. Boy, I tell you, God is something. I preach in this house and they just sit there like ain't hearing nothing. This is amazing to me. I try to close. They came out and they said to John, are you the Christ? That's how close he was. Are you the Christ? He said, no. Amen. Are you Jesus Christ, Brother Stair? No.
Amen.
Well, if Christ wouldn't talk like you, then you don't know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He did talk like me.
Amen.
I just read something.
Amen.
Whoa, he said.
Yes.
Whoa.
That's right. They would have repented long ago. That's right.
Amen. All of you Baptists, you Methodists, you Apostolics, you Presbyterians.
Amen.
Well, the heathen would repent long ago if they see what you seen, heard what you heard.
Amen.
You stubborn, self-willed, rebellious house.
Amen.
Oh, they're rebellious. They're not going to say amen.
Amen.
Oh, they like the shouting, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, they like the healing and the shouting, but the voice now.
Amen.
The voice.
Amen.
Hell yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to have a good time with them. We like that. But the voice now.
Yeah.
The voice.
Yeah.
The voice is crying in the wilderness.
Yeah.
In the midst of perverting the voice.
Yeah.
Which makes your crooked path straight.
Yeah.
Come on, lay that junk down. Get rid of it. That voice. That voice. That voice.
Yeah.
It's remarkable when you read the story. I got the script. There's three scriptures that I use. They said to him, are you that prophet? And he said, no.
Yeah,
now the prophet they were referring to was Elijah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Are you the Elijah messenger? He said, no.
No, amen. That's what he said. No.
What then?
Yeah.
You're not the Christ.
Amen.
You're not Elijah.
Yeah.
Then what then?
Yeah.
Well, I said, I'm the voice.
Yeah.
Of one crying in the wilderness, as thus saith the prophet.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Amen.
The Bible said it, he even denied not. He said, no, I'm not who you think I am.
Yeah, amen.
You got it all wrong.
Amen.
Look at him.
Yeah.
I want you folks, so help me God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you stop walking into this tabernacle with this spirit of unbelief on you. You get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You stay out of here.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah.
I don't care if we empty this house.
Amen.
Will you make it hard to believe? What? Believe truth?
Amen.
Yeah, I'm a witness to the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
What is the truth? Christ is coming.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you wouldn't live the way you live. What do you mean I wouldn't? I wouldn't fight against sin.
Yeah.
Strive against it every day.
Yeah. Amen.
I hate it when somebody tells me that I've been overcome by sin.
Right. Yes, sir.
Just because somebody commits sin don't mean they're overcome by it.
No, that's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
If that's the case, then every last one of you overcome by it.
Right.
But we overcome sin.
Right.
Why? Through the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Pray.
Hallelujah.
Sin cannot.
Amen.
It just cannot destroy me.
Amen.
I have that precious blood.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to hold fast to that.
Hallelujah.
I can't hold fast to nothing else.
Yeah.
What else can I hold to?
Right.
Suppose I went all day and I didn't sin at all.
Amen.
And then boast about it. Then I sin. When are we going to get this through our head? It's not by any works. Even your good works. Oh, boy. Well, I'm confused. Why? Why? Whatever hope do you have? What's wrong with you? You listen to a Sabbath service here at the Overcomer on Sabbath, May 15th, where I minister in the tabernacle here every weekend on Sabbath Saturday. This is the Overcomer. My mailing address, you just address your letter to the Overcomer, Post Office Box 691, Walterboro, South Carolina. The zip code is 29488 USA. Our contact telephone number is 1-843-701-5053. Call now if you like. Leave your comment, your opinion, or your question. The phone number is 1-843-701-5053. Your letter of correspondence, along with your offering and support, will be greatly appreciated. Address your letter to The Overcomer, Box 691, Walterboro, South Carolina, and the zip code is 29488 USA. Let us continue now with the message. This though also, in the last days, scoffers would come, walking after their own desire to be the prophet, or their own desire to be the messenger, or their own desire to be the one God's going to use to anything. And they'll say, where's the promise of his coming? Boy, have they circumvented that. Where is the promise? The promise. The promise. The promise. Where is the promise of his coming? It doesn't say where's his coming. It says where's the one promise to let us know the sign that he's coming. Where is the promise? Where is the promise? Where is, look at him. Get out! Get out! Get your own belief and get out! I mean it! Change your face quick or out of here. I mean it! Just like a bunch of knotheads. I'm saying it plain enough. Where is the promise?
Amen.
And then shall appear the sign, the promised sign.
Hallelujah.
There shall no sign be given unto it except.
Hallelujah.
There is an exception.
Amen.
That's right.
The world's not going to consider it a sign. But there is a sign to the elect.
Amen.
He's answering the disciples.
Hallelujah.
He's given the message to the believers.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
A wicked generation, the elders, they think they're not going to get one.
Yeah.
Hurricanes won't move them.
No,
tornadoes won't shake them.
No,
wars won't stop them.
No, amen.
All these signs.
Yeah,
Jesus said, when you see them, they're signs to you. They're signs to you.
Hallelujah.
That's true, they are.
Amen.
But he said, when you see these signs, and you look up, why? Because you're going to see these signs.
Amen.
You're going, what is it? You're going to see these signs.
Amen.
Immediately after the fires, the earthquakes, the storms, the wars, then you'll appear. That's what we talk about when we talk about magnifying the sign. The sign is already here, but it's not magnified. Oh, when you see it, if you have seen it at all, will you magnify the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Will you magnify
Hallelujah.
My eyes have seen. I have seen. What for went you out to see? I already saw it. He saw before he got here. When he got here, it was magnified. Right in front of him. Right in front of him. Wow! That's what I saw. That's what I heard. Why don't you know see him means I hear. I hear. I understand. I see. Somebody explain something to you. Don't you ever say that? I see. What are you saying? What are you saying?
Understand. Yeah, amen.
and understand. If you want to get anything today, get understanding.
Amen.
77 years. Behold, I give unto you power, authority, understanding. But don't you know understanding is power? Be not unwise. Understand. Understand what God says. You'll have power then. You'll be a witness. Do you expect other people to see it? No, I don't expect the world to see it. But you? To you? You'll be given eyes to see. Do I stand out here in the street corner and try to convince them?
No, sir.
Do I miss any time I try to convince anybody out there?
No, sir.
But you gainsayers. You want to go against the word of God. God said he would send us a messenger.
Hallelujah.
Don't go against that.
No. Amen.
Well, who are the two witnesses? I told you they're going to be.
Amen.
Moses and Elias.
Amen.
Oh, but Elijah went up to heaven by a whirlwind. He did not go into the third heaven.
Oh. Amen.
They go up to heaven all the time around here.
Amen.
There's folk up there in heaven right now.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man can go into the first heaven, second heaven, and they can even go into the third heaven.
Yeah,
right. But we got a God who is in the heavens above heavens.
Hallelujah.
You understand that? No man's ever seen that. Except Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
We've heard Jonathan preach that very well. He's the only one who's ever ascended up into heaven to bring God's blessings down. He's the only one to come down to bring you up to God's blessings. Jesus! The way! The truth! The life! And no man comes into that presence of God.
Yeah, amen.
Amen, Lord.
Almighty God.
Do you know, brothers and sisters, do you? No, they don't. My God, that's a sad part. God, I quote scripture and quote it and quote it. I sit there and look at me and act like they never heard it. Do you know the scripture says something like this? And then cometh the end.
Amen.
Now, that's not the one that we're facing right now.
No, no, sir.
What we're facing now is the end of the world.
Yes, sir.
When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Not the end of time.
No, amen.
No, sir.
Hallelujah.
At the end of the 1,000 years, we'll be the end of time.
Yeah, amen.
When he gets done with that, the angel will put 1 foot on the land, 1 foot on the sea, say time will be no more, and everything that has to do with time will pass away, and we'll see that eternal kingdom, that everlasting kingdom. That can only be at the end of time.
Amen.
How do we know time has an ending? Because it had a beginning. How long is time? 7,000 years.
Yeah.
Exact.
Yeah. Amen.
The day of the Lord. The darkness he called night. The light he called day.
Yeah.
Light will come.
Amen.
But men love the darkness, so they'll be destroyed when the brightness of his coming.
Amen.
God, how can you say? I don't know how. Well, what kind of theology do I got to get inside of your stupid stove? You said, God, how can you say it any plainer?
Yes, sir.
Lord, how can I understand this?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the day of the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
All of a sudden, it'll be here.
Yeah.
Boom. That sun. Just right there over the right.
Awesome. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Now you can see it approaching.
Yeah. Amen.
the day start. You can see the... Go out in the morning and watch the day approach.
Yeah,
watch.
Yeah.
From 3 o'clock on. Go ahead.
Yeah.
3 o'clock, boys, it's dark.
Yeah.
Get out at 4 or 5 and watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
Amen.
You don't see the sun.
Amen.
But you see the day approach.
Amen.
You see the day approach.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Telling you, I've gone through it 1,000 times.
Yes, sir.
Fourth watch of the night.
Yeah, amen.
The first thing you see in the fourth watch of the night, the one who's the watchman, is he sees the day star.
Yeah.
And what that is, it's the first star that shows itself in that dark hour.
Hallelujah,
there's a period of darkness there.
Yes.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
And the watchman's looking, and all of a sudden he sees that one star.
Hallelujah.
That star says, the day's coming.
Yeah. Amen.
And he keeps watching, pretty soon he sees the bright in the
morning star.
Morning star.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
And then unto them that look for him,
yeah,
shall the Son of Righteousness.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Healing.
Yeah.
Healing.
Yeah. Glory.
They shall go up as cast from the star.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yeah.
What a day. No more night.
Hallelujah.
See, day and night are measures of time. They won't even be in the eternal kingdom.
No, amen.
And once we get to the day, we have no more night after that.
Yeah.
Now we go to the eighth day, the everlasting kingdom.
Yeah.
There'll be no more night, no more dying.
Yeah.
All those things will end with time.
Amen.
When time ends.
Yes,
they are things that give us understanding of time.
Yes, amen.
David Marotta's time came to an end.
Yes,
Simon's time
amen.
Came to an end.
Yes, amen.
The time for Stephen came to an end.
Yes,
the time for Paul came to an end.
Yes,
this old prophet's going to die.
Hallelujah!
Ending
Glory.
A measure of time.
Yes,
there'll be no more prophets coming to die.
Yeah,
all the ones that's coming will live in that kingdom age.
Hallelujah.
There'll be no more dying for this.
Amen.
Now, well, wait a minute. You've never heard me preach that anybody's going to die in that time.
Amen.
No, you haven't.
No.
No? Get out of my face, you liars.
Amen.
There'll be nobody dying in the kingdom age.
Amen.
The closest the Bible comes to that is it says a sinner will live to be 100 years old.
Amen.
And then it doesn't say he dies.
No.
He just is no more.
Yeah,
amen.
Like a vapor.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then there'll be no remembrance of him.
Yeah.
You think God's going to have mourning and weeping and crying over the dead?
No.
He ain't going to do that.
No. Amen.
It's just like old Lazarus waking up in the kingdom.
Yeah.
He had no recollection of that old guy down there.
No.
He wasn't sitting up there feeling sorry for the rich man.
Yeah.
And God wasn't going to let him look down and see the rich man.
Amen.
He just kept looking up.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
He didn't look down, he looked up.
Yes,
when he looked down and I looked up, see?
Yeah.
The rich man looked up.
Yeah.
But Lazarus didn't look down.
No, amen.
Or he didn't.
Amen.
And you ain't going to look down.
Amen.
You know, we're going to be looking up.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your head,
yeah.
Oh, you gates.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Where's the sign? No, I've already told you that.
Amen.
I've not denied that.
No.
I told you
when
God told me
to
say, I am the sign.
Yeah. Amen.
I told you I was Elijah because I didn't know.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Well, that makes you look bad. What? Because I won't say something that I don't know?
Correct. Yeah, amen.
And nobody else knows.
Right.
Amen.
That's what makes you mad.
Amen.
Yeah, just the other day we had another group call themselves the two witnesses. Another guy and his wife.
All right.
Well, I can tell you right now, the first time I read that guy's book, I said, now you're just a liar. That's right. You're not.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I like to read his book because there's a lot of good things.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, I read one the other day where a guy just prophesied that the 7 year began somewhere, and I think it was last year, right here in the first part of May, they're supposed to be rebuilding the temple.
Yeah.
The temple is supposed to be rebuilt.
Right.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
Last week.
Amen.
Post that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Look, I know it's not true, but my God, I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Amen.
And you, what catches your attention is I believe the temple being rebuilt.
Right.
I believe those things.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, they said that.
Yeah.
I got it right in front of me the other morning. I said, my God, 12th of this month, they're supposed to start animal sacrifices.
Yes, sir.
Now, if they don't, I don't know about it.
Right.
And if we find out they did do it, then we got to measure time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But at this point in time, there's no proof to it.
Amen.
And the only reason why it hasn't been done, because it's a measure of time.
Amen.
A lot of folks are zeroing in on 2012,
2013.
Now, you notice I went without the camp. I told you the next potential time, according to the schedule, would be 2013. And I told you why. And if that is true, then we must have a revelation
Amen.
Of the man of sin
Amen.
Before this year is over.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we walk with kid gloves.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
And stay out of it.
Amen.
That's right.
I don't need your influence.
Amen.
I don't need you to reveal it to me.
Amen.
I refuse it. When you try to put it off of me, I'll reject it all.
Amen.
Just like that.
Amen.
I don't know how God will overwhelm me. But overwhelm me, he's got to do it.
Amen.
Or it ain't coming out of my mouth.
Amen.
To hell with anybody else.
Amen.
You're going to damn me one way or the other.
Amen.
You're not going to believe, no matter what I say.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus was the most believable man God ever sent.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't believe him.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
So you can decide whether you're going to be a believer. Or not.
Amen.
You want to be an unbeliever, then go ahead.
Yeah.
Then walk in your delusion.
Amen.
Because there's nothing more deluding than unbelief.
Yes, sir. That's right. Amen.
Simply telling you, I was just reading the other night, so we're supposed to have the temple built by the 12th of May. So, I guess I was wrong, he said. See, because they're not a prophet.
Amen.
They're calculating.
Yes, sir. Yes.
They're going by new moons and their own assumptions.
Yes,
and they refuse.
Okay.
I'll write them saying, hear the prophet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Don't let nobody fool you.
Amen.
They don't talk about me because they don't know what to do with me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Henry Gruber said that?
Yeah.
He asked Henry Gruber about Brother Stair. You asked, what's his name about Brother Stair? Boy, you people are something else. What do you hear around here? What's the guy's name? Huh? Come on, brother. The old guy went to heaven. God, will you get this unbelief out of my presence, God? I'm so tired of it, Lord. I really am. I'm just way with it. Is it hard for you folk to kick against the pricking of the Holy Spirit? You mean to tell me you're sitting here this morning and you don't feel no convicting of the Holy Spirit? You better way with this man. You don't? You are so hardened that you're so stubborn. I will not believe. The other day, old Owen come flying into the radio room, just bawling like a baby.
Right.
Yeah, my God, brother, still pray for me. I said, what's going on? Man, I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
See how the Spirit of God's overwhelmed him?
Yes, sir.
You better not forget.
Yeah.
You're going to have to apply yourself to remember.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
You don't remember Pittman?
Yes.
Come on! God, you don't want to tell me about it. You tell me about it. They won't talk to me hardly.
No.
So when you talk to them, you bring up Brother Stair. What do they say? Mm-hmm. They don't say much good about me.
No, amen.
They hinge. They're afraid to talk, really talk against me, but they're...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Henry Gruber.
Yeah. A man that I am so convinced,
yes, sir,
of his vision.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. No doubt.
If the man never spoke anything, I believe he spoke a true vision.
Yes,
I saw Russian submarines.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen, sir.
That's how he became known.
That's right. Amen.
Hitting the major cities.
Yes, sir.
Nobody here remembers this. Nobody. You're all going to sit like a bunch of knotheads. God have mercy. Do I have any believers here at all?
Yeah, amen.
You. Go ahead. Go. Put your noses down. Now, you don't like me reacting like that. No, I don't. Because, my God, you ought to be a testimony to the troll. Am I the only one who heard about Demetri Durbin? Can you believe I had Demetri Durbin's son write me, say, you stop mentioning us on your site?
Yeah, amen.
See, fool.
That is.
Your dad put out truth.
Yes, amen.
Outside the camp.
Yes, sir. Amen. He was.
Amen. What did happen? It will.
Yep.
It will purr.
Amen.
I saw Los Angeles, Chicago,
amen,
New York. He and your sons to me, Auburn, Southern Tomorrow,
amen,
coast to coast.
Amen.
America will purr. Witness to that.
That's right, brother. That's
it. Boy, I can't get these folks. These dry bones, God. These are dry bones, God. They're dry, boy. These are dry bones. Oh, I poured water on this place.
Amen.
Should be some refreshing here.
Amen.
Dry.
Amen.
Dry, Lord, they're very. Can these bones live? Can they respond?
Yeah.
Can they come alive? I don't know, God. Man, I'm poured and poured and poured and poured. Pray down the rain. My God, how the water spring up? Yeah. Dry, dry, dry. Yeah. Stan Tony talked to Henry Gruber. And of course, they bring me up.
Yeah,
How do you refer to me?
Yeah, I mentioned that I was down here in South Carolina, and he said, oh, you're at the Overcomer there with that Brother Stair, because I have trouble with that guy.
I have trouble with that guy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Praise God. Henry Gruber, repent!
Amen. Amen.
I get on the radio, honor you, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir, like nobody else. That's right.
Believe your message and still do.
Yes.
And wonder why you don't.
Amen. Amen.
Why are you joined back, sir?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You give true honor like nobody else. Amen, brother. That's right.
Same the guy that wrote the book Sword.
Yeah. Amen. The Derby.
He started to back away, and I wrote him a letter. He lived over here in Alabama.
Yeah.
I said, man, don't back away from your message.
Yeah.
Communism right now.
Yes, sir.
Or else you know socialism is a high sounding word for communism.
Yes,
you knotheads.
Yes,
but the first thing this man began to deny the God of Abraham and Isaac,
yes,
and Jacob.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
Oh, he honors the Muslim. They don't honor the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
No, sir.
Allah is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
No, sir.
Amen.
They removed Jacob out of there.
Right.
And it's Jacob where the blessing comes.
Right. Yeah.
Not through Ishmael.
No.
My God!
Amen.
Ain't no way you Muslims can be saved calling upon Ishmael.
Amen.
Or the God of Allah.
Amen.
That's not the name of our God.
Hallelujah.
You don't love us, don't love you.
Amen.
You'll kill me because I tell you the truth.
Yeah,
there is salvation in no other name. And that goes for Muhammad,
yeah,
Allah,
amen,
Ishmael,
amen,
and Isaac.
Hallelujah.
Shall I see thee blessed? kill me.
Amen.
I'm killed every day anyway.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
true.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go get one of your high powered, throw with your rifle, stand a mile away and shoot me down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Allah's not the God of heaven and earth.
Amen.
Mohammed's not a prophet of the Most High God.
Amen.
And Islam is not the religion of faith.
Amen.
Faith comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He's the author. You steal the word.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to the Buddhists.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to the Mohammeds.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to the Roman Catholics.
Amen.
It doesn't belong to the ABCs.
Amen.
The UBCs.
Amen.
It's a faith that comes through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He's the author and the finisher. Surely somebody believes this, Lord. I'm going to sit down for a minute, all right? I'm about ready to close. America's not going to repent.
No, amen.
Hallelujah.
Look how impossible it is to get some of you to repent.
Yeah, amen. True.
How God has offered us repentance.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Not willing that any should perish.
Amen.
But somehow we just refuse repentance. We repent long ago, he said. If God would have sent me to Khorasan, or they'd have repented when I walked.
Amen.
They would sit there with their snotty faces. He said they would repent. He sent Jonah in that town, and I've told you.
Yeah.
Jonah said nothing about God.
No, he didn't.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you know the story, huh? Do you or don't you?
Yeah.
Jonah went into the city a day's journey.
Yes,
it was a big city.
Yes, sir. Big city. Amen.
He began to cry 40 days. He didn't say, thus saith the Lord.
No.
He didn't say, who sent him?
No.
He didn't say, who ordained him?
No.
And they didn't question him either.
No.
Amen.
Somebody heard old Jonah hollering? 40 days.
Yeah.
And Nineveh will be destroyed. Took the message right to the king.
Yeah.
King sitting up on his throne. He sit up there. Hell, king. Yes, sir. There's a man running through the streets out here.
Yeah,
hollering 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed. But the only one who can do that is God.
Amen.
Who could destroy such a city?
Right.
And that old king believed. Right away he sent out a decree.
Yes.
Stop eating, folk.
Yeah.
Stop working on your jaws.
Yeah,
this guy's telling us the truth, boy. We're out of here.
Yeah.
We ain't got nothing to... Huh? Pre-adventure!
Yes.
Pre-adventure!
Yes.
God!
Yes.
Pre-adventure! God! They repented!
Yeah.
They recognized preaching!
Amen.
They repented at the preaching!
Amen.
How do you think he walked through town saying, oh, hello there. 40 days and they'll be destroyed. Hi there, sure nice to meet you. You know, 40 days there won't be no Nineveh here.
The
40 days and he's all be destroyed.
No, sir.
He looked down and said, who?
That's right.
Well, he beside himself, boy.
That's right.
He was beside himself.
Yes, sir.
I can say, hey!
Yeah.
Hear me!
Yeah.
40 days! 40 days! And Nineveh will be destroyed!
Yes,
sir. Or just not.
Yes, sir.
That old wise king, boy.
Yeah, amen.
That old king said, this is God's doing.
Yeah.
This is God's doing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that thing down in the Gulf, that's God's doing.
Amen.
9/11, not God's doing.
Amen.
Yes, sir, Afghanistan is God's doing.
Amen.
Wars and rumors of wars.
Amen.
Bringing all things to an end.
Amen.
You're going to be destroyed.
Amen.
So persuasive is God that he's going to destroy this world, that he says to you, get out of it.
Amen.
Get out of it.
Amen.
Or be destroyed with him.
That's true.
You come out of her,
amen.
That religious spirit that's sweeping over this world.
Amen.
Everybody thinks they're right and believes they're right and doing what they're doing.
That's true.
So they're sins.
Yeah.
That's sin of unbelief. Has come right up to heaven.
Yes, sir.
You get out of it.
Yes, sir.
Or you're going to be a partaker
amen.
Of the destruction that's going to be put upon them.
That's right.
Separate yourself.
Amen, Lord.
Somebody better do it.
Yeah, amen.
Free from the wrath that is to come.
Amen.
Boy.
Amen.
Shall we stand? The sign.
Hallelujah.
There's one coming after me.
Amen.
Well, we're going to wait around and see what happens to you. Please do. But while you're doing that, will you repent and stop getting in my way? Stop hindering me. I got to finish work I got to do, and I got to finish it.
Amen.
I'd like to finish it with you.
Amen.
I'd like to get done dealing with you.
Amen.
I'd like to get you in and lock the door and
Amen.
Go out there and find that lost sheep out there.
Yeah.
Find some way.
Amen.
Some way.
Amen.
You got men coming here wanting to stay, wanting to go, and how do you do it? Called Roman this morning, said he was going to move from Harleyville, which is, I went and looked 22 miles away.
Yes, sir.
Had to move closer.
Yeah.
And I thought, it was that young man's been coming, I think.
Sir.
In fact, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Greg here this morning.
Right. Yes,
I'm going to tell y'all something.
Amen,
I'm going to tell y'all something. You're going to see that drawing back spirit.
Yeah.
You better hear me, Greg. You better hear me, son.
Yeah.
I don't care anybody is. Satan is going to hinder you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Or the car broke down. Walk.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Take your ride.
That's right.
Some way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be with you up there over my faith broke down.
Yeah.
That ain't no good.
No, sir.
They don't believe me.
Right.
You really don't believe me, do you?
Amen.
See, they do me all kind of stuff. Where's Mitch at? Mitch here this morning?
No.
That's all that hassle all week long.
Yes,
see, now he's not here.
Three days in a row.
See, I told you when I started dealing with them, see, I wouldn't deal with them.
Right.
I said, because I know this.
Yeah.
I know these spirits.
Yeah,
your flattery doesn't hurt me at all. Oh, I love you, man. I love you, man.
Yeah,
oh, pray. Oh, I love the prophet. Yeah, I love you, boy. I love you. Love you. Huh?
Yeah.
See, but all of a sudden, I don't do what you want. You're not going to get into the kingdom.
Amen.
You're not going to get on this community.
Amen.
With any of your own will.
Amen.
You understand that?
Lord. Yes, God.
And you see what faith can do? Tell these folk how bad off you were a few months ago. Tell them. Right down in the...
God brought me up.
And that old prophet, say, keep talking and fussing at you a little bit.
Just like this lady that passed away, I didn't see her, but I
heard her. Oh, you better believe it.
Amen.
Yeah, old Jake over here been diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus. And two or three times been right down at the death door. But he calls the old prophet. Somebody says, suppose he dies. I'll say, praise the Lord, yeah. When he'll tell me, I'm ready.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
Will he tell me?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Or you can go right there if you want to now.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Just look at all their minds.
Yes, sir.
See, your brothers couldn't understand why I wouldn't do it, Mitch.
Yeah.
Well, the brothers, mind you, the fellow this morning from Harleyville said, can you send me some information on renting a house so I can move closer?
Yeah.
All he got to do is get in his car and drive over here.
Yeah.
And there's motels. There's,
that's right.
You can get motel Amen. Pretty cheap around here.
Amen. Yes, sir.
They want me to find a home for them.
Yeah.
Huh? The home that I have is on these grounds.
Yeah.
That means you come, you give all your money,
yeah,
you give up all your will,
yes,
you live according to community. Woohoo! Who wants all my money? Yeah! You're going to live here and everything provided for. What do you need money for? Tell me what you need it for. You have a house, sir?
Yes, sir.
He gave all of his money. Over $250,000. What have you needed since then?
Nothing.
Praise God.
How much did you give that, Owen? $250,000?
Yes.
What do you need since then?
Nothing.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
No debt.
No debt.
Praise God.
My God.
Oh,
God. Don't leave your money for your kids.
Oh, God.
Don't do that. Don't leave your money for your own godly family.
Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. Don't do it.
Oh, you need them. I don't need your money.
No. Amen.
This kind of preaching. And yesterday, $6,000 came again.
Yeah.
You bunch of knotheads.
Amen.
38 cents.
Yeah.
That day, $6,000.
Amen.
Next day,
$6,000. Yeah.
Here we are. Go right back up again.
Yeah.
Ready to pay the bills again.
Yeah.
That's all I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
As long as I stay on the air.
Yes, sir.
Had my good Jewish friend from up there in Philadelphia call me. Boy, brother, mine, they get $225 an hour.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And I wrote him a little note on my newsletter the other day because he's on my list. He says, good to hear from you, brother. He's Jewish.
Yeah.
Jewish man.
Yeah,
he wrote him back and says, you know, you're a driving force.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need you on the radio.
Yeah.
I said, where do you got mine? So he told me, I said, nah, I'm not going to pay that kind of money.
Yeah,
he says, I never get much from your station either way. He said, make me an offer.
Yeah.
So I made him an offer. $65.
Yeah.
From $225, it brought down $65. He said, I'll give it to you for 2 months.
Yeah.
Good. Start Sunday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what I do, I'll start broadcasting from 6 o'clock at night to closing.
Yeah.
It'll be from 6 o'clock to 8:30
right.
This month,
yeah.
Next month, then 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock the third month.
Yeah.
You folk or something, it makes me really high say it to you.
Yeah.
Here. I got back on WWCR plus two of their AM stations for $10,000 for a month. Oh, a what?
Yeah.
A what? That's about a third.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're just not amazed. If for some reason or other, you just do not get amazed.
Yeah, amen.
I can say that 1,000 times, and every darn thing. I said, "What are you all doing this for?"
Yeah, amen.
I said to one man the other day, I said, "Look, I ain't got no money. I can't pay you." He said, "Well, can you pay?" I said, "Well, I'll get back to you."
Yeah.
So a few days later, I got a couple thousand. I said, "I'll give you $3,000."
Yeah, amen.
For certain. 13 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
And when I get the money, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Go tell it on the mountain.
Amen.
Hey, you devils out there! I was told you a long time ago that I've become the most hated preacher on the face of the earth. And I'm hated because I preach the truth.
Amen.
So you don't live it. Don't live what? Well, you preach the truth, you wouldn't sin. Damn lie.
Yeah, amen.
There's one thing that God deals with is sinners.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's true.
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, sinner, with the message of Christ, who forgive you of your sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm about done. You won't be long, around long. I was talking to some of the brothers the other day about all the men that pulled their money away from me and said, you're done now. You're finished now. These stupid people, they thought their little $5,000 and $10,000 every once in a while was what kept me on the air. I don't exaggerate to you. We run anywhere between $70,000 to $100,000 a month. Last month we took in $55,000. And God still kept us on the air. What happened? Well, because God helped me to deal with some stations, and I was able to pay them in advance. You know, sit down and give me 50. We want you to stay on the air, Brother Sarah. Well, I'll give you half what I give it you. Okay. See? And here I am.
That's right.
Same time. Starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Amen.
Down in Orlando. The man, he I don't know why he keeps coming. 2 hours now, tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
For $1,000 a month. And you don't understand the time. If you understood it, you well, that's a lot. No, it's not a lot of money. Not for stations to pull down for that kind of thing. It's not how much Jesus paid, it's what he paid. And how he paid. You understand that? He made the shedding of blood some value.
Amen.
There's been a lot of bloodshed. But no value in it. But his blood.
Amen.
One drop of blood bought me eternal life. A soul was born each time he shed a tear while he broke the chains that fettered you and me. He bought my soul.
Boy. Bless your holy name forever, Lord. I think you'll come.
Eternal God and Father, into thy hands, as we face this next week. We're right at that time now where you said go and tarry. Getting close to it. And you've been bringing us up a little higher up here in this Mount of Ascension. Not many days hence now. Help us to have the anticipation. So glad I was able to find that song several times this morning. Two or three of them were obnoxious. They took that precious song and put that rock beat to it. I wanted to just tear it off my screen. What a testimony. Can you imagine this? Huh? Look at me, please. Can you imagine this? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Who? Church of God in Christ. Shame on you. Take a song designed to worship and praise God and turn into a hucklebuck. I'm telling you, it was disgraceful. The preacher and the young man down front, you could see they were faggots. Church of God in Christ. Church of God in Christ. Finally, I found a simple little old Pentecostal group. Nice, long hair on the sisters, dressed nice. That's the second group you heard. I'll let you hear them. Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary.
Yeah.
churches are of the world. The women, they are obnoxious. They really are. They dress God so worldly out there. That saith the Lord. Sit down, ladies. You ain't got a word for God's people.
Amen.
Shut your mouth.
Amen.
Who are you? Why, this is the voice of the last day prophet of God.
Amen.
With a burning flame in my hand and the word in my mouth.
Amen.
Shut up, ladies.
Amen.
Shut up.
Amen.
You have nothing for the people of God.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
You won't submit to a man. Submit to a man of God, and he'll tell you how to speak. Brother Wilder said when he heard me do that, he said, you won't last long. And he's dead and gone. Because he didn't last long. After he started taking on the women preachers in the Pentecostal church, didn't go. He didn't last. He was amazed that I could preach against these women preachers. I tell you, this is an abomination. Apostles, women call themselves apostles, call themselves bishops, faggots, lesbians. God. That stinks. You listen to a Sabbath service here at the Overcomer on Sabbath, May 15th.
Amen. 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 Come on, church, sing
amen.
Little louder now.
Amen.
Like you mean it now. Church, sing
amen.
Little louder now.
Amen.
Like you mean it now. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Take your seats. I'm just going to say amen.
Amen.
Powerful preaching.
Amen.
And still touches our heart and soul. What will we do with it? That's the question. He's preached to many and there's a few here. Praise God. But he preached the truth. He told the truth. God's man with the word of God in his mouth. What will we do with it? Amen. Praise God. So, I'm going to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That which he spoke, amen.
Amen.
And we are the fruit.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm part of the fruit.
Amen.
Of the preaching of the man of God.
Amen.
Of his tutorship.
Amen.
Many times he would be up ministering. He would look and say, sitting at the feet of Gamaliel, you learning anything? Well, I pray that I've learned something.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hopefully we have learned something.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I know we've been here a while, but we've not been here very long.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I want to encourage you in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm here by God's divine decree. I had to throw out my fleece this morning. I'm sitting in my room. I said, Lord, if you want me to get up before those people, you have to make a way for me.
Hallelujah.
So I'm not going to do it on my own.
Hallelujah.
I really don't have anything to say. But I said, if you make the way, then I have to get up and do it.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
So I came in, the brother said, we're going to run the broadcast. I said, fine. He said, unless you don't want, no. So let's run the broadcast.
All right, now.
The Grace Community, we listen to the broadcast.
All right.
We gather just like we gather here.
Amen.
We listen to the broadcast.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And after the broadcast, I stand up and I say amen.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, yeah, there's still something to do because God's still doing it.
Amen.
You know, he ain't come and taken us off the vine yet.
Amen.
We're still abiding in the vine.
Yes.
We're still the fruit of God.
Yes.
You know, Jesus, the true vine.
Yes.
And his father, the husband man.
Amen.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it bring forth more fruit. So here we are, we're still on the vine, being purged. Hallelujah. We're not being purged, and we're being taken out. Because the husbandman is going to get the fruit. Huh? Yeah, he waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. And he has long patience for it. Hallelujah. He long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Yeah, we heard that when Jonah preached, they did repent. But of this generation is told, they repented not. No repentance. So how blessed we are if we can find a place of repentance. Continually find that place of repentance. We were told that it's the purest form of worship. Hallelujah. Lord, I repent. In Jesus' name, amen. You're always looking for a place of repentance. Praise the Lord. Always looking for a place to say, thou art righteous, O God. Which means that I'm not right. Hallelujah. Thou art righteous, O God. Faithful and true. Hallelujah. Well, it's the Sabbath day. We've got a few people here at Walterboro. I believe we're here because we believe the message.
Amen.
All right?
Yes.
And if we're here at the end, it will be because we believe the message. Right now, we're being tried to stay here to the end.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we still need that faith in God.
Amen.
And God is faithful to always make sure we're in places where we need the faith that he's given us. And that he will try the faith that he's given us. Huh? We talked about the discipline of faith. The patience of faith. Huh? The courage of faith. And of course, the victory of faith. And it all comes through the trial of our faith. Hallelujah. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Was we're to have faith in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, the Bible said that these signs will follow them that believe. So we want to make sure that we believe and not follow the signs, but believe.
Amen.
Even unto the saving of the soul. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We do believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We must believe unto the saving of the soul.
Hallelujah.
All right, God bless you, saints. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we do say amen to the words of the prophet that he spoke. Still powerful, still anointed, still touching our hearts, still bringing forth the fruit. Let us go forth and bear much fruit, Lord, that our fruit might remain. Strengthen every heart here. Encourage, O God. Unite our hearts to fear your name, O God. Bring us into that unity of the faith, Father. We would glorify you in our bodies, in our spirits, which are yours. Oh, God, finish the work. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord bless you, Maranatha. Lord is coming.
Where I minister in the tabernacle here every weekend on Sabbath Saturday. This is the Overcomer. Let us continue now with the message.
This is Sarah calling from Georgia. That was amazing preaching this morning, Brother Stair. That was amazing. I've never heard you preach in such a strong way. I listened to you on 9.265 WINB. I'd just like to let you know that that was amazing. I'll be with you in Passover on the 23rd, if possible. And I just pray for you that the spirit and the power and the anointing of our God be upon you in all things. God bless you. Maranatha.
Brother Stair, this is Brother Dennis Block from Michigan calling. I just wanted to comment on your message this morning. I can't find the words to express myself. I guess I can say it was another profound message. It took on several different themes, I guess you'd call them. It was discouraging yet encouraging. It was uplifting yet humbling. And I want to thank God and thank you for it. I was listening to WINB and WWRB, and both had a good strong signal until partway into your message. Then both stations developed a lot of background static. It was made it more difficult to hear, but I could still hear you. I kept switching between the two stations, and after some short time after your message was over, it was clear again. Was that Satan raging? I guess we'll have to assume it was. I kept listening to WINB, had a good strong signal through the afternoon until 4:30 when they changed their programming, and I switched to WWRB, and I cannot pick up their signal. They seem to be off the air, so maybe that'll be restored soon. Well, bless you, Brother Stair. Rest in the Lord the rest of the Sabbath, and Maranatha.
Greetings, Brother Stair. This is Brother Edwards, calling you live by way of cell phone out of the state of Georgia. Truly enjoyed the message from this morning, brother. It was powerful, powerful message from on high. Especially the part, Brother Stair, about loving not the things in this world. The things in this world. Jesus Christ stated in Matthew 6, starting with the 19th verse, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thine whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Either we love God, Prophet Stair, or we love Lucifer, who is the king of darkness. We can't serve both masters."
Hi, my name is Steve. I caught the end of your program. I was wondering if there's a way I could hear the whole program in its entirety. And it is Saturday, May 15th. I just heard it on my way to work at around 4 o'clock in Springfield, Mass. But anyway, let me know if you have a website. Thank you. Bye.
The Overcomer is on the air 24 hours a day, and every hour is in its entirety. I cannot guarantee you'll get that particular broadcast, but it has been played and will be played over and over again, and it's almost 3 hours long. Maranatha.